Blog Talk Radio.
You got it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. I'm so glad and happy to be here in fellowship with God's people. It's just truly a blessing tonight to be here again. We just give God all the glory, honor, and the praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Dear Lord God, we thank you for having us. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're about to do, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for the nation, dear Lord God, asking for forgiveness of our sins, dear Lord God, because the whole nation has sinned against you. Lord, we pray for the sick. We pray for those who are spiritually, mentally, and physically sick, dear Lord God. Lord, we ask you tonight to be in the midst, dear Lord God, to let your perfect will be done. Lord, as we go forth, we say welcome to all the people, dear Lord God, and thank you for being here with us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To be here tonight, to fellowship with God's people, it's just truly a blessing that we are here again, fellowshipping with one another, lifting one another up in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto him. And that's what Amen. We intend tonight. Amen?
Amen.
And as we go forth, I want to talk a little bit about in the book of Hebrews, having faith and trusting in God.
In the book of Hebrews, all right.
Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to read a little paragraph here before we get started in the book of Hebrews, because it's so important to have faith. It's really important to have faith and not waver. Judaism was not second rate or easy. It was divinely designed. It was the best religion, expressing true worship and devotion to God. Judaism, they devoted themselves to God and not Jesus Christ. The commandments, and rituals, prophets describe God's promises, reveal the way of forgiveness and salvation. But Christ came to fill his law and the prophets, conquer sin, shatter rebellion to God, freely providing eternal life. And this is something that the Jewish people couldn't get with because they worship God and God alone. They just couldn't accept Jesus Christ. And so they worship God. And so they could. It was difficult for the Jews to accept this message. Although they sought the Messiah for centuries, they were entrenched. In other words, they was firmly established in thinking and worshiping in traditional form. Following Jesus seemed to repudiate or disown their marvelous heritage and scriptures. With cautioning questions, they listened to the gospel, but many rejected and sought to eliminate this heresy. Those who did accept Jesus as the Messiah often found themselves slipping back into their familiar routines, trying to live a hybrid life, a variety of lifestyles. And this is what the Jews did because they couldn't Christ. They could accept God, but many of them couldn't accept Jesus Christ because when he came fulfilling the law and the prophets, conquering sin, shattering all barriers to God, and freely providing eternal life. And this was very difficult for them. And the ones that did accept him found themselves falling back into the old tradition. Hebrews is a masterful document written to Jews who were evaluating Jesus or struggling with the new faith. They were struggling because it was hard for them to accept Jesus Christ. The message of Hebrews is that Jesus is better, Christianity is superior, Christ is supreme, and completely superior for salvation. Hebrews the old Judaism and the new Christianity are both religions revealed by God. In the doctrinal section that follows, the writer shows how superior to angels, superior to their leaders, and superior to their priests. Christianity, because it has a better covenant, a better sanctuary, and a more sufficient sacrifice for sin. Jesus Christ is serious. Hebrews reveals true identity as God. Jesus is the ultimate authority. He is greater than any religion or any angel. He is superior to any Jewish leader, such as Abraham, Moses, or Joshua, and superior to any priest. He is the complete revelation of God. And so this is why the Jews couldn't get with him, because they had their own traditions. And it was hard for them, so hard for them to accept Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who came fulfilling the law and the prophets, conquering sin, shattering all barriers to God, and for freely providing life. It was hard for them, and as well as some people today. And that's what we try to get people to see and to understand, that when you trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is all you need. We can go freely, boldly before the throne of God in the name of Jesus. Jesus alone can, and he has secured our forgiveness and salvation by his death on the cross. Amen. We
Amen.
Can find peace with God and reveal meaning for life by believing in Christ. We should not accept any alternative to or substitute for him. Amen. We shouldn't. And this is what the Jews had a problem with. They believed in God, but they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. He is the high priest. In the Old Testament, the high priest represented the Jews before God. Jesus Christ linked us with God. Amen? He linked us with God. There is no other way to reach God, because Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. He is the perfect substitute to die for our sin. He is our perfect representative with God. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Jesus guarantees our access to God the Father. He intercedes for us so we can boldly come to the Father with our need. When we are weak, we come confidently to God for forgiveness and ask for his help. Amen.
Amen.
Christ's sacrifice was the ultimate fulfillment of all that the Old Testament sacrifice represented. God's forgiveness of sin, because Christ is the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Our sins are completely forgiven, past, present, and future. Past, present, and future.
Hallelujah.
Christ removed sin, which barred us from God's presence and fellowship. But we must accept his sacrifice for us. By believing in him, we are no longer guilty, but cleansed and made whole. His sacrifice clears the way for us to have eternal life. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Though we are saved from sin when we believe in Christ, we are given the task of going on and growing in our faith. Through our relationship with Christ, we can live blameless lives, be set apart for his special use, and develop maturity. And that's what we all need. We need to mature in the Word of God. And to do that, we have to study the Word of God and believe. And believe. I remember someone saying a long years ago when I was young and in the faith, and still is learning, I'm still learning, there's nobody superior but Jesus Christ. Amen? No one has all the answers. And I heard someone say talk about the mustard seed of faith. And I thought, wow, the mustard seed of faith. I've been hearing that so much. And when I looked into it and found out how small a mustard seed is, I was like, wow, even today, if it was just a few of us with a bag of those seeds, mustard seeds, we could shake the earth. We could shake the nation. We could shake it without even putting up a fist. But we have to get to that point. We have to get there by faith. We have to get there. Faith is confident trust in God's promises. God's greatest promise is that we can be saved through Jesus. If we trust in Jesus Christ for our complete salvation, he will transform us completely. A life of obedience and complete trust is pleasing to God. Endurance. Excuse me. Faith enables Christians to face trials, genuine faith includes the commitment to stay true to God when we are under fire. Endurance builds character and leads to victory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If we trust in Jesus Christ for our complete salvation, he will transform us. And that's what we are, a lot of us need to be transformed. We can have victory in our trials if we don't give up or turn our backs on Christ. Stay true to Christ and pray for endurance. And that's what we must do. Pray for endurance. But like I said, the Jews had a problem with trusting in Jesus Christ. And the ones that did, they slipped back into those old traditions and old ways. And it was hard for them. It was really hard for them. And many of us today slip back into the old ways. I used to hear people say that people's environment will keep them bound, and a lot of times that do happen. People's environment will keep them bound, and you find a few who slip out truly believing that they can get out, and they push forward to do so. So a lot of times we have to move forward and get out of our environment. Hebrews began by emphasizing that the old Judaism and the new Christianity are both religions revealed by God, which they are. Having established the superiority of Christianity, the writer moves on to a practical implications of following Christ. The readers are advised to hold on to their new faith, encourage each other, and look forward to Christ's return. They were warned about the consequences of rejecting Christ's sacrifice and reminded of the rewards for forgiveness, for faithfulness. Then the author explains how to live by faith, giving illustrations of the faithful men and women in Israel's history. Amen. Living by faith in this world sometimes seems hard, but when you trust Lord Jesus Christ, he will escape for us. He always does. He makes a way of escape. And when we go back to God's word, Hebrews 6, amen.
Hello?
But with faith, it is impossible.
Hello?
Please, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we must have faith. Must have faith. Amen. Judaism, man, praise God. Judaism, they were so concerned. What they were concerned about is the 613 commandments given by God in the Torah, as well as laws instituted by the rabbis and long-standing customs. They had customs that they lived by. They did certain things a certain way. And today I see people, because of traditions, they want to stay in traditions, but with Jesus Christ, we can be free from those, from that bondage. We can be free. If we trust and believe in him, we can be free from that bondage. So we have to get back to faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we have to have faith in Jesus Christ. Having faith is one of the things that most people, they say they have faith, but then doing it, having faith and believing in Jesus Christ is something that a lot of people don't understand. When you have faith, you can move mountains. Mountains can be moved. Just a little bit of faith. Faith as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And that's what when I began to read in the book of Hebrews, that's what I've seen, that the Jews, they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. They believed in God, but they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. And that was something that was, because the Jews was given the law first, and for them not to believe in Jesus Christ, our ultimate sacrifice, only sacrifice,
Amen.
As I was reading in the book of Hebrews, and it talks about faith, having faith in Jesus Christ, and like it's he's our ultimate sacrifice, our only sacrifice. He's the one who now we can go boldly before the throne of God through Jesus Christ. Before then, they were sacrificing animals, and animals just wouldn't do. So when Jesus Christ came on the scene, the Jews just couldn't accept that because they had their own tradition and their own ways. So mm-hmm. now, Christ, our ultimate sacrifice for sins. We thank God for sending his only begotten Son for our sins.
That amen.
We have life. All we have to do is believe and have faith. Amen.
Amen.
I know that a lot of people may have questions about it, about having faith, anything that concerning the Word of God. And I know it's difficult sometimes when you are new in the faith and it's the things that you want to know. And at that particular time, even when you're praying, sometimes God doesn't always answer right then, but he will answer you because he don't forget. He's not like man. He will not forget what you've asked him. And the bread that we have, we share it. You might have 5 loaves of bread, and I might have 1 or 1.5 or half a loaf. But the bread that we have, we share it. And the bread is God's word. So none of us are superior, but the bread that we have, we can share it. And all can eat. All can eat. This is free. The word of God is free. So we just thank God tonight for his word, because every word that proceeds out of God is true. We give God all the glory for it. God has revealed. Amen.
Amen.
True identity. And we're truly blessed. If we just truly believe in Jesus Christ, our ultimate sacrifice.
Amen.
Because he is our ultimate sacrifice. Hebrews 1-4, it said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time as the father of prophets, but now he's speaking through the Holy Spirit. He didn't leave us alone, and that's a blessing for us. We can still call upon the name of the Lord and still be saved. We can call upon him and just faith and believe in him. And we can be saved. So we just thank God for that tonight, because his word is so true and it's so real. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, the Jews couldn't accept it because Christ came fulfilling the law and the prophets, conquering sin, shattering all barriers to God, freely providing eternal life. And that's even hard today to believe. When you begin to talk to people about Jesus Christ, it's so hard for them to accept that. But it's free. It's free. And he made it so available to everybody. And it's just truly a blessing to consider us. And we're nothing but flesh. So it's just a blessing. But the Jews, they looked for the Messiah for centuries, but they had those traditions that they couldn't get rid of. And that's the way it is today. A lot of people can't get rid of those traditions. And we can't have a variety of God. We can only have one true living God. And so once we want that revelation, once we began to study the Word of God, and began to pray, we can move forward. But without seeking the true living God, and because you can read the word and still believe in something else. But believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
Did you have it?
comments on that, Dr. Herman? Anything that you can add to? Can you hear me? As we know, crisis is greater than the angel. He's our high priest. Christ's sacrifice is the ultimate sacrifice for our sin. We thank God because he brought Christ on the screen. So we thank God for that. He's our access to God. Father, he guarantees it. There's a guarantee. There's no if, ands, or buts, but it's a guarantee. We guarantee our access to the Father. He intercedes for us, and we can come boldly to the Father with our needs. And that's just truly a blessing that we're able to do that. We can truly come before the throne of grace, thanking God for hearing us when we call, and not leaving us in our taking us. It's truly a blessing. Jesus alone can forgive us. And that is a blessing. Because we certainly need our lives, not just us, but the whole nation. The whole nation needs the Lord Jesus Christ. Even, especially now with everything that's going on in the world, we need him in our lives. We need him more than ever. And like I said, we have faith in the mustard seed. If we got together and prayed, we could shake this earth with two believers believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We wouldn't have to put up our fists and fight. We could fight them with the word of God. Take that word and the word of the word. Amen. So that's why we have to study ourselves of food and use God's word. We don't have to put up our fists and begin a fist fight with everything that goes on. We can use the word of God, and God's words work. It works every time.
Every time. Amen.
Every time. And I know a lot of people have experienced that, and I know I have. We didn't have to go into battle with our guns and with our rods and so forth and so on. Spoke the word of God with us, and mountains moved. And when you say you can move a mountain by faith, you can move it by faith. The effectual fervor of a righteous man availeth much. And if your prayers are effective, sincerely praying to God, things will change. It will change. I'm sure witness. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there are some other witnesses out there that experience the true living God and know what he has done, know what he will do, not only for us, but we've seen him do it for other people. We've seen him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even radio, he's still doing that today. A lot of times people won't give him credit for it, but it's his doing. When you see people in the heart, and they said, oh, they came back alive. They was dead. They was in a coma, and they came back alive. Nobody but Jesus. But he don't get the glory for it. Because they said a doctor. They said this person did. But that person. But it's only by the grace of God. Everything is good is God. And he don't get the glory that he truly deserves for a lot of things that he has done and is doing in this earth. And we just have to keep in prayer and have faith. And those of us who believe and have faith, we have to come together and begin to pray and believe and have faith. And like I said, we can shake the earth. We can shake it. We can shake the earth by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He is our earlier in the Old Testament, the high priest represented the Jews before God, but now Jesus Christ is linking up with God. Isn't that a great blessing? It's a great blessing that he is linking us with God. Wow.
Yeah.
linking us with him. Man, that is truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. To link us with God. The Jews the priests represented the Jews before God, but Jesus is linking us with God. And that is truly a blessing. Truly a blessing.
Amen.
Yes. Our ultimate sacrifice. Jesus is the ultimate authority. He is greater than any religion and any angel. A lot of times people get caught up in religion. They get caught up in nations and so forth and so on. But Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the only way. And we must acknowledge him. That's the only way. Anything else just won't do. Having faith in our Jesus Christ who is superior to him. He's superior to greater than Moses. Christ is greater than the Old Testament priesthood. The new covenant is greater than the old covenant because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have to thank Christ, who is the true red Christ. He spoke to us here a minute.
Amen.
I want to read. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Read it to you. Because in the book of John, John chapter 6 and 35, when Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that on me shall never thirst. So when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will never be hungry. We will never be thirsty. He will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He will supply all our needs. We will never be hungry or thirsty. Never. We will always have bread. Always. Always have bread. He has made a way for those who believe and trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in him. This shows that God's Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is far greater than their name. But God never said to any angel what he said to Jesus. Amen. He never said it. You are my son, he said. Today I have become your father. And again, God said, I will be his father, and he will be my son. He has never said this to any angel, because Jesus Christ is higher than any angel. He is higher than any Old Testament high priest. Amen.
Amen.
So it's just a lesson to study the word, get to know Lord Jesus Christ is our mediator. He speaks for us that we can come boldly before the Father without. When we are weak, he's there. We need him, he's there. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And it's just a true blessing to know that we can always go to him morning, noon, or night. It doesn't matter the time of day or night. We can always go to him. We can trust him, and we can believe in him. He says he's not a man that he lies. So every word that he says is true, and we can depend on it. He's not like man. Man will lift you up to tear you down. So you have to be very careful in who you're dealing with in today's time, because people are waiting. We've got so much evil that is present. People's doing everything and anything wicked. So that's why we have to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In these last days, there's going to be some things that come up on this earth that people wouldn't believe. But it's happening. Things are happening all over the earth. But we can truly trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can wait for amen. And just truly know that you have a that you can trust. Because in the same time, as I stated earlier, there's so much going on. And sometimes you don't know who to trust. You really don't. You don't. And people will befriend you, and then before you know it. So we have faith. Keep our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him lead us and guide us by his Holy Spirit, and we can't go wrong. We can't go wrong by the Holy Spirit. So for us to get to know him, we have to study his word and have faith. Whatever you are considering as the focus of life, Christ is better. The revelation of God, the final and complete sacrifice for sin, the compassionate and understanding mediator, and the only way to eternal life. He's the only way to eternal life. So don't let him because he's the only way to eternal life. He is our high priest. Our high priest who links us with God. And so now we as children of God have to have faith, study the word, and look forward to when they go all that God has us to do. So it's just a true blessing to know it and to study the word and study out self approved. So that way we won't be misled any other religion or anything that's going on around us. We won't be misled. We stay focused on the word of God, knowing that every word that proceeds out the mouth of God is true. He is our high priest. We thank God for that.
Amen.
God, amen. It's just truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. God, but he is God himself. The very God who spoke in Old Testament times. He is eternal, worked with the Father in creating the world. He is the full revelation of God. You can have no clear view of God looking at Jesus. Jesus Christ is the expression of God in a body. Amen. He is the complete God in a human body. And nobody else can or could but Jesus Christ. He was without sin, but in a human body, because he was divine and he was man. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord, that the Father gave us this great gift, and we should appreciate it. When we see Christ, we'll see the Father. His creative power, in other words, the power that the universe into being and that keeps it is operating at the very power that cleanses our sin. That is truly a blessing. How mistaken we could be to ever think that God couldn't forgive us. No sin is too big for the ruler of the universe to handle, and it will forgive us when we continue in him through his Son. Jesus Christ sat down at the right hand of the Father when his work was complete. Jesus Christ is that's what we have to get across to people. And we know a lot of people have been so misled, so when sometimes now when we're talking to people, truly don't understand, heard so many things, and I tell them to study the word for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God will meet The Lord will meet you your level, not at but at yours, because he knows what you need and that you need. Baby, don't walk the, get up and walk at the same time or the same. Some babies crawl low, some get up and meet you and start walking, and before you know it, you know, they're walking on their own. And then there's some, they crawl for a while. There's some that suck a bottle until they 2 or 3 years old. Some that don't want a bottle at all after a year or so. So every child and every individual is different. So that's why I tell people, Jesus Christ will you by his Holy Spirit at your level. Meet when you have an opportunity. Because then you won't trust them. And so a lot of times people want you to be on their level and time yet. So they try to tell you these things and that those things, and they wonder why you don't understand. It's not my time yet. I haven't made it that far. So don't give up on me. Don't angry with me because I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. It's not my time. And the Lord Jesus Christ answers and speaks on your level. Like I say, you may have 5 loaves of bread, and I may have 1. But it's all bread. It's all the Word of God. I may not have matured to that level yet. So we thank God for it. We thank God for his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who sent us this Comforter and to teach us all truth. We give God the glory for that. So all of us won't learn at the same pace, but we will get there. All we have to do is persevere. We have to just have faith and believe and keep moving forward and studying the Word of God. Amen. And it's just truly a blessing. So false, many of the early churches taught that God could be approached only through angels instead of Washington God directly. Followers of these heritage revered angels. And clearly, something such teaching as false. Some thought of Jesus highest angel of God, but Jesus is not a superior angel. Case angels are not to be worshipped. Amen. We should regard any military as greater than Christ. Jesus is God. He alone deserves our worship. He alone deserves our worship. And we don't worship, we don't give him enough. He has done so much for all of us in our lives. And we haven't thanked him enough for what he's already done. It's a thing that he is greater than what he's done. So we need to praise him more and give him the praise that he so deserves. Amen. Firstborn son. In Jewish families, the firstborn son held a place of highest privilege and responsibility. The Jewish Christian the message would understand that as God's firstborn. Jesus was superior to any created being. He was superior to any created being. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We praise God for his ultimate gift, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's just truly, truly a blessing. Truly a blessing.
Truly a blessing.
Yes, it is. It's truly just to know Jesus, to know him, that he intercedes for us on a daily basis, as we probably wouldn't be here, many of us. Amen.
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 God to the big book of detail how Jesus Christ fulfills the promises and prophecies of the Old Testament, but is better than everything in the Jewish system of thought. The Jews accepted the Old Testament, but most of them reject Jesus as the long way. well-versed in Scripture, they had faith in Christ. Well, doubtless, the false teaching, however, they may have been in giving up their Christian faith and returning to Judaism. And so this is why a lot of them rejected Jesus Christ, because they were afraid. And a lot of them couldn't get out of that tradition. So they tried to escape it by rejecting Jesus Christ and by the old tradition. God used many approaches to send his messages to people in the Old Testament. He spoke to Isaiah in vision, to Jacob in a dream, to Abraham and Moses personally. Jewish people familiar with these stories would not have found it hard to believe that God was still revealing his will, but it was astonishing for them to link that God had revealed himself by speaking through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the and confirmation of God through the simple when we know him, we have all we need to be saved from sin and have a relationship with God. Amen. To have a relationship with God. What a blessing. Truly a blessing. The author of Hebrews also quoted in Psalm 104. And it says, as thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands, they shall perish, but thou shalt endure. They all of them shall work as a change. Thou art the same, you shall have no end. Amen. Thy years shall have no end. Pardon. Our ultimate sacrifice, our mediator, day and night, he's there for us. And that's truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. He applies the words to Jesus. The earth and the heavens roll up like a coat, reveals that the earth is not permanent or indestructible, a position held by many Roman philosophers. Established over all things, are earthly souls more important than he is. So all of those who are worshiping idols and so forth and so on, beverages and so forth, we take another look. Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice. There's no demand. Anything like that that's going to intercede for you. So we need to stick with the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
People worshiping things and technology and all these things. I mean, I'm not saying not to have them. But the thing, when we start worshiping these things, when we start idolizing them and so forth and so on, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's the Lord in the Christ. Because this rejection of fellow Jews, they often felt isolated. Many were tempted to exchange the changeless Christ for their familiar old faith. So again, going back to those same old conditions. And this is what's happening to people today. They're moving backwards instead of forward. We have to move forward with Christ. That's the only way. The only way is if we move forward. We have to persevere. Sometimes it gets hard.
but we have to keep moving forward and not looking backward at the past. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The writer of Hebrews 1, how to do this. Christ is our spirit and it's changing, and we know this world is changing. It is changing. It is so much going on in this world. This is a changing world. Wow, it's a changing world. Whatever may happen in this world, Christ remains ever changeless. He will never change. Never change. Stick with Christ. Never change. He remains changeless. Regardless of what's going on in this world, he will never change. He will never change.
Amen.
Because the foundation in the universe, Jesus Christ, when the Jews wavered in their faith, they was heavy in their faith. They just stand on the true foundation of keeping and watching. They were firm in their tradition. But if they get firm in the Lord Jesus Christ, all of us, hallelujah. Your foundation, the absolute sure foundation. And we can stand on it. We can stand on the foundation of Jesus Christ. It is firm. It will never move. Never move. We can stand on that foundation.
My mama.
Solid rock, I stand. All on the ground is just stand. All on the ground. Seeking sand. Stand, Lord Jesus. Anything else, you're going to sink. You're going to sink. Standing on this secure foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will sink. He's always the same. It means that Christ's character was changed. He's consistent with us. He is always fair, just, and merciful to us who are so undeserving. We are undeserving. We are undeserving. So people tell me, say, when I tell you are blessed, I said, more than I deserve. More than I deserve. We are truly blessed. More than we deserve.
My mama.
Amen.
Amen.
Be thankful that Christ will change them. He will always help you, Edith. And almost fall. Amen. That's awesome. Hallelujah. Then again, he will always help you when you need it and also forgive you when you fall. Always. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Angels are God's messengers, spiritual beings created by God under his authority. They have several functions, serving believers, protecting the helpless, proclaiming God's message, and executing God's judgment. Amen? That is what the angel does. So we don't worship the angels. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand on that secure, solid foundation. Lord Jesus Christ has
in every one of us.
Amen. Woo. Praise
Christ. He is a solid rock. All over the ground, you can stand.
You can stand.
All over the ground. And all the crowd stand. So we must stick with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's the only way. Only way. Amen. God verifies the message of truth from the truth. You speak and also to the truth of the devil is confirmed by signs and wonders and various miracles by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To teach us in so the foundation that we Jesus Christ, because everything we need is in Him. Everything. Everything is in Him. Anything else, He can stand. He is endless. He never changed. His attitude is the same. He is persistent. Love is always just and merciful. Man, always just and merciful. Not what we see in man, especially today. There's no justice. But in Him, He's always just. He never changed. His character is still the same. He loves undeservingly. He never changed. We thank God for that. It's truly, truly, truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. To know that we can leave on that solid rock, that solid foundation.
Amen.
He had to become human. He could die and rise again in order to destroy the devil's power over death. Only then could Christ deliver those who had lived in constant fear of death and free them to live for Him. When we belong to God, we need not fear death because we know that death is only the doorway into eternal life. And through Jesus Christ is the way to eternal life. So we have no worries when we're in Jesus Christ because He leads us into eternal life. He came that we may have life and life more abundantly. We may have that eternal life in Him. Praise the living God. He is the ultimate sacrifice.
Ultimate
sacrifice representing God forgives our sins. We are truly blessed. Truly blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. We're truly blessed. God's grace leads us. God's grace led us to to us and Christ to His death. Jesus did not come into the world to gain status or political power, but to suffer and we could have eternal
Amen. Praise God.
And praise God, bringing His many children into glory. If it is difficult, identify with crisis. Perhaps we need to evaluate our motives. Sometimes we look at ourselves and see what our motives are. We have to check ourselves out. We have to go to God. We all have something that we can work on. And the Lord has delivered many from a lot of things. But we still have to go to Him. because we all have something that we can work on. We're working toward perfection. Sometimes we need a cleanse to have to go to God and ask Him, Lord, what must I do? Lord, what does I need to be doing? We have to need a cleanse Him sometimes. We can go to Him and talk to Him about what is going on in our lives. We'll just give God the glory for that solid foundation, knowing that we can stand on that solid foundation, knowing that He is I didn't hear you. What you say?
I just said praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Christ is death. Set us free from the fear of death, because death has been defeated. Every person must die, but death is not the end. Instead, it is a doorway to a new life. All who dread death should have the opportunity to know that the hope that Christ's victory brings. How can you share the truth with those close to you? We should share for those who know that He is the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice. He is changeless, change. He is absolutely secure. We're secure in Him. Those who believe will secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can stand on that firm foundation. Solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is changing. He's always the same. His character is with His love toward all of us. He's no respected person. He treats us all the same. All who come to Him, He treats us the same. Never changes.
Never change.
Amen.
Praise the living God.
Yes. Praise the Lord. He never changes. He's up when we need it. And He forgives us when we fall. Man, He's an awesome God. Awesome God to forgive us when we fall. He's there with us. We can stand on the solid rock. Amen. When everything else fails, we can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is sure. He is sure. It's a solid foundation to stand on the Lord Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I just give God the glory. It is truly, truly a blessing that we have a guarantee in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that He intercedes for us. We can come only before the throne of grace with our needs, our weakness, whatever we're going through. We can come to Him, and He is always there for us. Always, always. He's always just. He's always righteous for us, and He treats everybody the same, so we could all come boldly before Him, thanking Him that He never changed. He's not man like man. He never changed. So we can go to Him and stand on that solid rock of Jesus Christ. Jesus alone forgives our, He can forgive our sins. He remove our sins from us. He help us to mature in the faith. And salvation is complete in Him. We can have victory over our trials in Jesus Christ. Like I said, we can stand on this firm, solid rock. He is our solid rock. Amen.
Amen.
All we have to do is trust and believe in Him. He is superior. He is the high priest. He is our sacrifice, the greatest sacrifice.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He helped us to mature in our faith and to endure.
Mm-hmm.
So what more do we need but to trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our ultimate sacrifice.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God tonight because it's truly a blessing just to get to know him more and more and to be fed the word of God, his bread, eating his bread, being a partaker of the Lord Jesus Christ, doing what he has to do in this earth, going forth in the word and just being persistent. His blessings more than we deserve. More than we deserve. And I give God the glory for that tonight. I thank
Amen.
God for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is truly, truly a blessing. Truly
it
a
is.
Blessing.
It is.
Yes, it
Amen.
Is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Voila. I just want to say tonight, God bless you, and the lines are open if anybody want to talk to Dr. Dolores. The lines are open.
If anyone has anything to add that they are coming or anything that they want to add to the subject, they are welcome to. They're welcome to speak and say whatever's in their spirit to do.
Well, I will say this to you tonight. I thank God what God has done in you and through you. But God has made you, he's made you more potent. And I knew it was there, but we thank God once again for you just being able to express what God has put in your heart for us. And one of the things I will thank God for, the ability to be able to take it through. And I took down the word. And one thing we have to say, Jesus Christ, yeah, the Jews were somewhat upset, but God made it so. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Amen. So, I will say this to you, the peace of God be with you, the peace of God be upon you, and continue to rock in Jesus Christ. And one of the things that I say, after seeing what God has done, I take the word tonight, that the Lord gave you to give up tonight. And the more we can walk with God, the more we can see God doing what he's doing. We don't have to look to the left or to the right. We don't have to have a traditional God. Our God's a living God. He's a true
Amen.
God. Amen. And for that, I want to say thank you. And to all who listen tonight, if you got something to say, let me know. If not, we understand. And I want to thank God once again. Oh, to tell you, she'll be back every Friday night because this is called Meet Me at the Well. And I believe tonight she met us at the well and she gave us a table full of vegetables, full of meat, full of fruit, for the new wine of God, the love of God. All we had tonight was available for us. And I want to thank God once again. So having said that, nobody have any statements or questions, I'm going to move to the next program and praise the living God. Well, Dolores, do you have
Amen.
Something else you want to speak to the people? You have something else? Amen.
No, that's all the Lord has put in my spirit on tonight. And God bless each and every one that's been on the radio. I've enjoyed it. I thank God for the word.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just want to close it out with prayer and thank God. Tonight, Amen. Father, we thank you for this sent our sister that do a great work. This great teacher, this great Theotekatu, who moved into the Word of God, brought our hearts full of fire, brought joy, got peace, and we want to say thank you this night. But tonight's the night that we get set aside to you, God, through Jesus Christ, because you sent the ultimate, even the ultimate sacrifice for all of us. And as we just pray and believe and continue to trust in you, and as she said in her teaching, she said, we all need to come to a point. One is not better than the other. And that's what it's about. And Father, we just want to thank you once again. For today has been a blessed day for me and all who can believe it, because God has been awesome in my life. Things that God has done for all of us this day. He's brought us back to a place because he's still God. And we want to thank God. I want to thank you once again for allowing us to wake up, hopefully to do great and much work. I want to thank you, Father. I want to love you, Father. I pray this night that there will be more people who will partner with me to do the work of Jesus Christ. I can keep them in prayer. They keep me in prayer. Doing the will of God. As Philippians said, I pray for you every day. I hear about you coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is that I know so much because I believe. I am a believer. And I want to thank the Lord this night for you keeping us, Father. As we come slowly approaching the last part of the year 2014, all that we've seen through 2014 to the present time, you've been a good God. You've been a blessed God. A favorable God. And for this, we all say amen, and God bless you, and see you next time. The peace of God be with you. Amen. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.